Good morning, Mount Hebron. Amen. As we prepare ourselves for morning worship, we ask that we would all begin to find our places and settle down in them. Amen. 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 Thank you. Once again, good morning. Let's settle down. Ushers, please secure the doors as we prepare for morning worship service. Amen. I've used the politest pulpit language we can for get somewhere and have a seat so we can start service. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Our scripture reading comes to us from the 100th number of Psalms, and it reads as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Blessed Father, in the mighty name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we thank you again for another day. God, how we thank you for raising us up this morning and starting us out on our way. Father God, how we praise you and glorify you and give you honor for just your being God all by yourself, for allowing us another opportunity to come into this place and give your name all of the glory, honor, and priceless worship that you so rightfully deserve. And God, as we go forward in this service, we ask for forgiveness of all sin, even up until this very moment, in Jesus' name. And we pray that everyone that has walked through these doors has entered into this house with the spirit of thanksgiving, with the spirit of praise, with a mind made up, ready to worship you and glorify you and give you the honor that you so rightly deserve. We pray that everybody that has walked into this house on today has made up their mind that they are going to allow you to inhabit their praises, that they're going to allow you to take up residence in the house, this house of clay, this house of brokenness, that whatever is going on, they may be moved and compelled and pressed forward in your holy, wonderful, and righteous name. And God, we thank you in advance for the outcome of this service. For whatever we walked in here with, we know that you will settle it in a song. You will settle it in the sermon. That you will settle it in a handshake or a hug or in a word of encouragement or even a word of advice throughout this service. And we thank you, mighty God, in advance for what you will do in this place on today. In the mighty name of Jesus and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. We ask that you stand to your feet. Give God a hand clap of praise as we receive our choir. Come on, get up. Get up. God has brought us through another week. He has brought us through another time. He's brought us back into his house. The least we can do, the least that we owe him, is our praise and our worship. Amen. Thank you. It's a good place to praise God. I don't know about you, but we learned this morning that we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, tempted in all points like as we are, and yet without sin. A high priest deserves a high praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name of God. Amen. We ask that you'll continue to stand with us for our Lord's Prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father. Which art in heaven. Hallowed be. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth. As it is give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we who trespass and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And ever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
according to your flowers, according to your, hey! Woo! Move me out the way, oh Lord. It's according to your way. Your way, not mine. Much, Lord. It's just so much. Sometimes you just don't know what.
Oh. Good morning, church. Now's the time in the service where we can all participate.
Let me go first. Today is my emotion day.
Well, all right.
God kept me busy yesterday.
Yeah.
So I didn't get emotional.
Right.
He had me running. Yesterday was an answered prayer. If you don't believe in prayer, I don't know how else to tell you that God answers prayer. I've been on an emotional, I won't even call it a roller coaster, it's just been upheaved all the time for the past couple weeks. And when I tell you that those kids called us. They called us almost immediately after they contacted their dad. And Carolyn got the call first, and I had to call back because I was outside. And then you pray. It's like, God, work with us. Allow us to be and do and say all that's needed, and you move in and just make it happen. And that's why on last Sunday I solicited to the church in terms of the technicality, because I'll let you know now, they knew nothing about paying no money for the services of this church. I told them, this church is yours. You got it, you use it. We're going to be here for you. We're going to do what you need. You want the repass, you got the repass. You plan just to do what you need to do. You'll plan and go forward that way. And that's why I came to you last Sunday with technicality. And that's all it was, the technicality. And if anybody that wants to do anything, you still can see Sister Burnett. She's going to tally up at the end of the day, and we're going to take it downstairs. But I got to thank Mount Hebron. I gotta thank y'all. Y'all, it was told to us in the room back, in the back, that it was, the food kept coming like five fishes, two fishes and five loaves of bread. It was just, and then just being here for the family, just, you gotta, you know, they're in position to let you know, but I got to let you know, I was with them, and so We're grateful to the church family. We thank you. We thank all of you. Okay? And but that's the way we're supposed to be. That's the way we're supposed to be, and prayers were answered. Prayers were truly, truly answered. So I just got up. I had to get that out because I don't want to be up here all through the service. I think I got it out. And we truly thank each and every one of you. And let's keep the family in our prayers. And I'm going to be in constant reach in terms of what may be necessary and needs and that type of thing. So let's just be prayerful. Amen. That's what they need right now. All right, God bless you.
Is there another?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All I have to say are three words. God is good.
God, yes, all the time. Yes. All the time.
You know, an absence makes the heart
grow fonder.
Yes. And Lord knows my heart has gotten so much fonder of Mount Hebron being away. I'm glad to be back. And I want to thank everyone for the cards and the calls, telephone calls. They meant so much. And I thank you. But I'm still saying God is good.
Good morning. I just want to say I thank you, Jesus.
Morning, church.
Good morning.
I just want to say, blessed be on Wake Up Today. Honor to God who's the head of my life and the head of my family's household. I just want to thank God for this past Tuesday. God allowed me to see my 38th birthday. And me and my brother and sister, we are like 2 years apart. I'm being the oldest. My sister actually celebrated her 36th birthday actually yesterday.
Wow.
And usually, me and my siblings, we don't get along. We haven't did anything with each other since we was, like, younger. And yesterday, me, my brother, and my sister actually celebrated my sister's birthday yesterday. And that hasn't happened in a long time. It was just a good feeling. And I'm just happy that was able to happen yesterday.
Amen.
To God be the glory for every good and perfect gift. One day this week, I was reading in my daily morning devotional service. I can't remember right now whether it was Ephesians or Hebrews. But what I was reading was where Paul was teaching the Gentiles and that he was that one born out of due season. But the Lord God has shed his mercies on him, and he said that he would come into revelations. And I only thing I'm trying to say right here is he was saying that, in other words, Christ didn't only come for the Hebrews, the Israelites, that he came for the Gentiles also. And what I am so grateful for that, and the only thing I'm trying to say, a lot of my life I felt like I didn't fit in anywhere. I have learned through him that I do fit in. No matter what color I am, no matter what side I am, he died for me too. And he included me in that list. And I am so grateful that I am included in that. So I know I fit in that. And what I'm trying to say here is the Lord has so abundantly blessed my life with students that who is not afraid to teach the teacher. This morning they was teaching me English because I'm not saying the words right. And they kept going on and on teaching me. And you know I'm grateful for that because life is ever process of learning. And I had one to point out to me, she said, you know, when I came in this class, I wasn't talking, but I'm talking now. And I am so grateful that the Lord has blessed my life with them. And I need them. And I just want them to keep coming to Sunday school, that the Lord would allow me to teach to his glory, that I may be able to plant seeds in there. And I want them to keep teaching me. And one said, well, you know, it's never too late for older people to go back to school, too. And you know, that makes me happy because they, through the Holy Spirit, they talks to me. And I'm grateful for that. And just bless the young people and each and every one that is here.
Thank God for sprinting me and gagging me. I thank God for gagging me. I rushed to go to school Tuesday, dragging my GED.
Amen.
And I want y'all to pray for me. I know it's a hard fight for me, but ain't nothing hard for God. And I will make it.
Good morning, Mount Hebron. This might be an unusual testimony, but I'm testifying about the experiences I've had with Lynetta Smith. It was very hard for me to accept the call and then convey it to my husband about what happened to her. But yesterday at the funeral, I told myself before I came I did not want to go to the cemetery, that I could do everything except that. But I ended up going, but I just didn't get out the car. And Lynetta, yesterday, she comforted me. All day, off and on, after everything was over, she was saying different things to me, smiling and laughing. And finally, I told my husband, I can't remember if it was last night or this morning, I said, of all the funerals that I've attended and of all the things preachers have said about people going to heaven, I believe Lynetta was in heaven,
yeah,
talking to me yesterday, providing a word of comfort. And so if anybody, and I thank the Lord for her life and for sending the type of comfort that she did, because the last 2 weeks, it was one tragedy after another, extended into the week after she passed. If it wasn't a family issue, it was one of Lloyd's coworkers, or something just constantly happening over the last 2 weeks. So I thank God for that bit of comfort yesterday. And if anyone, and I have people who tell me this often, that they can believe in God without coming to church, where are they going to meet somebody that walks to God if they don't come to church? So I believe Lynetta walked with God. And if you want to know of an example of how to serve him, just remember her life and the things she did. And I just hope that at some point in my life that someone will see my light and be encouraged to walk with God as well.